Brian McTavish is here. How are you, buddy?
With just a smidgen of the Rainmakers' Let My People Go Go.
The Rainmakers who have great Kansas City roots, right?
They are Kansas City.
They are Kansas City.
Yes, indeed. Midwest rock, Kansas City style, 8 o'clock.
One of our most successful exports to the world.
Arguably, there are some other, maybe Brewer and Shipley from the 70s.
That's right.
Kind of one-hit wonders at the one toke over the line, Brewer and Shipley.
That's right.
And others, some R&B acts over the years, particularly in the 70s. But
they're here. They're here.
The Rainmakers actually had a relatively sustained bit of success there, commercially speaking, in the late 1980s. They are putting on a free show.
Are they still together? Are they still performing?
They broke up. In 1998, they got back together a few years ago, and they're still kind of doing their thing,
much to
the pleasure of their very loyal fans. There's a show, free show, as I said, tonight, Friday night, 8 o'clock, Crossroads, KC. These guys, led by frontman Bob Walkenhorse, broke out in the summer of 1986. It seems like it was just yesterday, Steve.
It sort of does.
Right? Then, of course, after six albums, well, I shouldn't say of course. Sometimes bands go on forever. But
yeah.
These guys put out five or six albums. They got inside Rolling Stone. They got on MTV. They were a big hit in Oslo, Norway, in particular Oslo, where actually Bob Walkenhorse, he sells paintings in Oslo.
Paintings.
He sells paintings here, as a matter
of fact.
Rock
music and paintings.
Yes, and let's see. It's my understanding that according to the band's website, Mr. Rainmaker himself, Bob Walkenhorst, has 10 rustic paintings of mostly trees and barns. I took a look at them. He's rather good. And those paintings will be on display through September at the Buttonwood Art Space at 30th and Main right here in Kansas City, Mo. But it's really great of the Rainmakers and the Crossroads KC downtown to put on this brand new version, brand new if you've never heard them, not so new if you have, but absolutely free show, Rainmakers, tonight, Crossroads KC.
And it's free.
And it's free.
It's a world out there.
It is a world of laughter, and it is a world of tears.
Well, you know,
so true.
My routine before I come on the air here a day or two before is
you jog a little bit, do some push-ups. I see you going through your routine.
I have gained weight, Steve, and that's a very nice way of you to address that. But what I do is, you know, I figure out what I'm going to talk about on the show, and I pick music, and for the most part, that music gets played. And this is one of the tunes I didn't even have to put in for this. You guys know to play It's a Small World. I'm playing this at home on the YouTube, and my son, my college-age son, he overhears this, and he goes, you know, that almost makes you want to cry. The magic of Disney,
and we're listening
and
to that one.
Yes, well, the digression must stop. Ethnic Enrichment Festival. It's the 34th annual food, crafts, and entertainment from 50, 60 or more countries.
Wow.
Gets going tonight, 6 to 10. Tomorrow, noon to 10. Sunday, noon to 6. Swope Park, right there at the entrance of Swope Park. I have favorite things to do there. I mean, they've got the music and the dance and all that cultural stuff.
That's great.
It's the food, baby. Mm. It's the food.
Favorite
treats that I go every year. I make it a point. Third week of August, got to go to the Ethnic Enrichment Festival. The Korean barbecue on a stick is ridiculously tender. Mm. Highly recommended. Mm. And those, what we've come to call Little Hot Cheesy Dough Puffs from Brazil. I don't know what they're called. They're called something. But
Little Hot Cheesy Dough Puffs.
What are they called? I can't pronounce that.
Yeah.
A voice in my head is telling me what to tell you, but I can't,
I can't
pronounce that. Also, kids love the Thai coconut juice served in the coconut shell cup with a straw.
It's lunchtime, and you're making me hungry.
It is. It's the annual low-cost opportunity to taste the world. Highly recommended. I dare you not to treat your taste buds.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Favorite song from Heart, Barracuda.
You can actually name a favorite from Heart.
I like that song.
Oh, my. Well, that's the 70s era. That's the first wave of fame for Heart. Anna and Nancy Wilson.
Yeah.
You're not kidding. You love these guys, right?
Well, I did.
Okay, that was Barracuda.
Back in the day.
Come on. Come back.
I've grown since then. Matured. Evolved.
Unlikely story.
I'm waiting for you.
They did Crazy
on
You.
Evolve sometime. Yeah.
They did Magic Man. They did Straight On. But then, part which...
Like straight on, too, like this.
See, I knew there was more to you than Barracuda. Yeah. Classic Rock, 7:30, Sunday night, Starlight Theater. Let's talk a little bit about these gals. They, as all bands do, we were talking about the Rainmakers, you know, the air comes out of the balloon at some point.
Yeah.
You just can't stay on top forever. And they couldn't either. But by the mid-'80s, they didn't want to give up the Ghost yet, thank goodness. And they did have a commercial comeback. But when I interviewed Nancy Wilson, Ann and Nancy Wilson, the sisters who are Heart, when I interviewed Nancy Wilson back around 86 or 87, when the band was having this commercial resurgence, she told me that the key to making it back on the charts was tough, but it was actually their decision to finally acquiesce to their producer Ron Nevison's suggestion that, hey, sisters, you've got to use outside songwriters. They didn't like that idea because they'd been very successful writing
right.
their own tunes.
But they did.
They resisted it, but times change, and it proved to be the right move because in the 80s they had maybe their even bigger commercial hits on the charts, These Dreams, Alone,
oh, right.
and
that's
What About
right.
Love. Also a note about the opening band on this show. You've got Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience opening the show. Jason Bonham is the son of late great John Bonham, drummer for Led Zeppelin. And the show is supposed to have a big 30-minute finale at the end where both bands play Led Zeppelin classics.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I look at the world and I know this is turning.
Like that song too.
Yeah, and that's
great song.
That's Peter Frampton.
That's Peter Frampton
the great
doing that song instead of George Harrison.
Instead of
right?
George Harrison, but
yeah.
There's a very, very good chance that you'll hear Peter Frampton, guitar ace himself, doing George Harrison
this
and the Beatles.
Amazing. Who's he? He's in town with a bunch of legends.
Here we go,
legends.
Yeah, and it's Peter's show. Peter Frampton's Guitar Circus. And it will be a circus with special guests. Get this, B.B. King,
wow,
King of the Blues, Sonny Landreth, King of the Slide Guitar, and Davy Knowles, a very young and up-and-coming blues singer-songwriter. It's Guitar-O-Rama, 7 o'clock Sunday night at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. And there's a good chance, Frampton, I hear, does almost a two-hour set at the end, and there's lots of jamming, and he has the other
wow.
guitarists to play around with. But he'll probably do While My Guitar Gently Weeps. He's been doing it on tour. Although, interesting side note, it was actually Eric Clapton who recorded the famous guitar solo on the Beatles' version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
You're kidding me.
Another Harrison tie-in with Frampton is that Frampton played on George's early solo album, All Things Must Pass. But this is a great opportunity to hear some great guitarists. And Peter Frampton, boy, that guy can make it talk. He really
neat
can.
Idea. Neat idea. And finally today...
Hello, Harry. Well, hello. Louie, it's so nice to be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny.
Talk about an iconic
tell.
Song. My
oh, yeah.
goodness.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Hello, Dolly, the great Broadway
That's Carol
musical.
Channing singing it.
Yes,
yeah.
Carol Channing will not be part of the Hello, Dolly concert version of the Broadway musical. Deb Bluford will play the Carol Channing role. It's not a full-blown musical. There's limited props and there's limited costumes. It's basically all the music from Hello, Dolly in performances featuring Deb Bluford and Gary Neal Johnson at the Off-Center Theater at Crown Center, 8 o'clock tonight, 2 and 8 o'clock Saturday, and 2 o'clock Sunday. It's going to be good.
All right. Always good to have you here, Brian.
I'll see you at the Ethnic Enrichment Festival.
Sounds great. Happy weekend to
Happy
you.
Weekend to you.
You can find more information about Musical Theater Heritage's production of Hello, Dolly! And the entire weekend to-do list at kcur.org. Looking for a great movie to see this weekend? Also at kcur.org are critics free to see their favorite indie, documentary, and foreign films showing on area screens. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. If your parents were worried about your friends' influence on you, they might have been right. Monday on the show, we'll look at how friends shape our personalities and talk with a base jumper about what it's like to leap off tall buildings in a single bound. Our show's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.